universe never doubts. Only we doubt. Isn't that a good saying? I thought of it myself. I think if there's one thing that the pandemic and all the changes that we've seen over 2020, 2021 has done for people, certainly the people I work with, is that they've got them really thinking about their own life, their own lifestyle, things they took for granted in terms of what they felt they could control and what they can't control. And this realization that, gee, life is temporary. And again, because the type of work I do, I've been going through a process over the last probably 2 to 3 months now where people have been asking me why type questions. Not the why type questions that I love having conversations about. You know, what is my purpose? Why am I doing what I'm doing? You know, what's my intent and all that type of stuff? What's my reason for being in the world? I really enjoy those conversations. As many of you know and have heard me speak, answering the why question for yourself is really important. But there's been a different type of why question over the last couple of months. And maybe it's because of fatigue. Maybe it's because there's so many negative things that seem to be happening in the world right now. You know, in August 2021, if I pick up the paper, I read about the earthquake in Haiti. I see the terrible scenes coming out of Afghanistan. I listen to the radio and listen to small-minded and bitchy leaders at senior political levels and business levels and religious levels. Or maybe it's a combination of all these things, but you get this sense of people asking why questions, you know? People will say to me, Dennis, why is this happening to me? Or why is this happening to my family? Or why is my career not going the way I want it to go? Why is my relationship going off the rails? What's going to happen to me and my mates and my world and my family? You know, and there's almost a sense of, I guess, fatigue, maybe even a sense of desperateness. Maybe it's almost a sense of giving up. I know there are some of my clients who I've been quite concerned about them, and we've had some very meaningful one-on-one conversations saying you can't give up on the world. And yet there are people have saying to me, you know, it's the old Doris Day line, whatever will be, will be. And look, I agree with that, I've got to say. But the way people are saying it to them is that they've almost given up control about their own direction. And they'll just be like boats floating around in the current with no real sense of control or no real sense of direction. So I've been asked a lot of these why type questions. And the simple answer is, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to me, let alone what's happening to you. And I don't know what's going to happen to the world. But what I do know is there's got to be a reason. You know, there's got to be a reason that all this stuff is happening. And I think one of the benefits of the coronavirus and the shutdowns is people have been having much more of these type self-reflection, having the types of discussions they're having with me, and I'm sure with other people. And they're starting to really investigate who they are and what their value set is. You know, sometimes around 4:30, and for me it's usually about 4:30, 5 o'clock, when I'm thinking about sort of work schedule or life issues, I have the same moments of reflection, same moments of doubt, you know, where you say to yourself, gee, why is this happening? How am I going to handle it? What are my strategies? What are my options? But for me, the beauty of doing it at that time in the morning is I actually get an opportunity to reflect and to ponder. And for me, for some reason, I personally feel I'm in tune with the universe. And around that time, strangely, I develop a real sense of calm. Now, some of you might say that calm is delusion, Dennis, and it could very well be. But the thing that I'm starting to believe is that, you know what, there must be a plan for all this stuff. There must be a reason all this is happening. Our challenge is to find the reason. And that's where that saying, you know, the universe never doubts. The universe knows what's going to happen for all of us. The only ones who doubt is us. We only doubt the universe. So a lot of this stuff that I've been reflecting on and listening to people talk and having very meaningful conversations goes to the uncomfortable topic for many people about basic values and views of the world. We used to think we could control stuff, and all of a sudden, you know, things change almost overnight. A lot of my clients who are small business people who are struggling. A lot of my large business clients are struggling. People are now working from home. They're working hybrid. Attitude of team culture has changed totally, you know. Some of my clients in agribusiness at the same time are having their best years ever. Yet a couple of years ago, those folk were struggling with drought and debt and all that type of stuff. So it's funny, isn't it? The universe never doubts. It's only that we people, as I guess human beings, we doubt the universe. And like I say, the question that this raises, I think, is not about our purpose, our direction. It's about our basic values and our beliefs. And since I've been working in this space of emotional adaptability and well-being, probably since about 1995, I have absolutely no doubt that a strong sense of understanding and acceptance of your values and beliefs are fundamentally important to your own sense of self and how you deal with the world. And I've talked about this in other forums, and I've certainly talked about it a lot of in the succession planning work I do, in the coaching work. It's really understanding yourself and your own values. And believing, for example, is, do you believe there is a thing in the universe that has all this stuff already planned and knows the answer? May not have a plan, but knows the answer. Is it a God? Is it a spirit? Is it Buddha? Is it some other form? But what do you believe? Because those beliefs shape your thoughts, shape your behaviors, and shape your interactions. And if there's one consistent thing that I know about those people who I would call emotionally well, is that they have a really strong understanding of self, and the reason for that self is because they've got a really strong understanding of their own values and beliefs. And they have a thing that I call a mantra. And again, I've spoken about this on previous podcasts. So I believe the universe has the plan, right? The universe doesn't doubt, okay? The only thing that I doubt is my role in that universe and whether the universe is actually there for me. The challenge, I think, for as part of our emotional well-being, and especially during these moments of great uncertainty, and the world is really uncertain, regardless of what state you're in Australia or whatever country you're in, there is a great degree of uncertainty. Hopefully we're all seeing ourselves out of it by vaccines and all that type of stuff, but there's not too many people I talk to who aren't saying to me, but Dennis, in 5 years' time, we're going to have the same issue. In 10 years' time, what effect is this going to have on my kids? The challenge is not to doubt the universe, but rather to embrace the universe. So how do we get in contact with your universe? How do I get in contact with my universe? How do I start to understand the universe's plan for me and not to doubt that? And I think getting in touch with your universe is in fact very, very challenging. And certainly it's a real challenge in today's world of social media, instant messaging, emails, expectations of instantaneous responses, people wanting that golden bullet with all the answers, people not wanting to follow the process or put in the hard work. So it's actually quite hard. And I think there are a couple of things we need to do. First thing I think we need to do is believe. We need to believe that there's a bigger picture, there's a bigger force, there's a bigger plan out there for the world and for me. Right? That's the first thing. We need to believe. Next thing I think is we need silence. We need silence in our heart, in our head, and if you believe in such a thing, your soul. You know, I hear a lot of people talking about, oh, Dennis, I get that through my sessions on meditation or mindfulness. Now, can I tell you, I'll give you a truth. I find meditation and mindfulness really hard, because I have a lot of things going in my head, and for me to pause my brain is, for me, almost impossible. I've got so much in my head, so many things going on, so many issues I'm trying to deal with. The idea of closing my mind down for 20 minutes, half hour, or for a session doesn't work for me. Does that sound familiar to anyone listening to this? So I reckon the silence, in fact, I reckon the silence, the secret to mindfulness and meditation, and look, we do have done a lot of that on our retreats we do in Bali and also around regional Australia. And look, whilst it's difficult for me, it doesn't mean I don't believe in it. I do believe meditation and mindfulness is a really important strategy. But to me, it's not something you do, it's something you live. You know, you can be going in the most busiest street in Melbourne or Sydney or any town in Australia, and it could be a lot of things happening, but you can still be mindful because it's a way of life, right? Now, I think, and this is certainly the way I try and live my life, I can't do a session on mindfulness, but I can be very mindful about people around me, the smells, the colours, the noises, the flowers, the birds, and all that type of stuff. Whilst I can't do it as an event, I can do it as a process. So for me, silence, to me personally, is about learning how to breathe, breathe deeply. And this is what I think is the benefit of doing yoga or Pilates, because one of the things they teach you to do as part of that process is learning how to breathe. And look, depending on who your teacher is, you've got different styles of breathing. But that concept of just breathing in, holding it, and breathing out can be applied in any walk of life and in any location. So in finding your universe, I think there are a couple of things. One is you've got to believe. Two is you've got to find silence in your life where you can get in tune with what's happening around you and what the universe is trying to say to you. Because I truly believe the universe talks to us in so many ways. Has anyone ever woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, or you know, you've been doing something and all of a sudden an idea pops in your head, or a picture of a person that you haven't seen for a while pops in your head? This happens to me all the time. To me, that's the universe speaking. And one of the things I've learned to do is make sure I respond to that. Right? The universe sends us many, many signals, many messages, and our challenge is to have enough faith is to actually accept it and respond to it. The next thing I think in terms of getting in touch with the universe is a thing called patience. Because one of the things I've learned in my life is that things happen when they're meant to happen. Sometimes we want things to happen right now and right now here, and I want it to be done quick. So I want to get through this bad situation. I want it to be done now. You know, why can't it be done now, Dennis? It can't, because part of the process of trusting the universe is believing the universe is a thing called patience, you know? And I do believe things do happen when they're meant to happen. And my challenge and your challenge is to be clear about what you want from the universe and to be in the position, both physically, emotionally, and mentally, to accept it when it comes. Because it will come. It will come. And if we're not ready to accept it, then we may very well miss the opportunity that we've been looking for. The other thing I reckon in terms of trusting the universe is a thing called perseverance. Get in touch with your universe through persevering. Persevering to me is the underlying faith that if you follow a process, keep living a good life and do good things, then the universe will do good things for you. I mean, you listen to Buddha, you read the Bible, you read Gandhi, you read all those type of people, and they talk about this thing about connecting to the universe through words like karma or good fortune or whatever. You got to believe and you got to persevere that if you keep living a good life, doing the right things, the universe will do good things by you, right? I don't know what the universe has in store for me or for you, but I know it has something in store. And I do have the underlying belief, you know, that it's whatever's in store for me, it's positive. And it's designed to allow me and you to achieve your authentic self, to achieve our underlying purpose. I think there are three great challenges in our life, folks. One is to find our purpose. Two is to do our purpose. And three is to celebrate in the completion of our purpose. But by having that focus, we will connect with our universe. So it's about acceptance. It's about faith. It's about silence. It's about patience and perseverance. Hey, look, trust in the universe. You know, the universe never doubts. Create the silence, be patient, persevere, and never lose hope. Look after yourself, look after your family, look after your mates, and look after your world. And let's talk soon.